Chair. We appreciate the Chair's efforts, and we've heard the comments from many in the room over the course of this week that are interested in developing further substance related to ethical perspectives and considerations relevant to emerging technologies in the area of laws. We're happy to have the opportunity for this conversation. And in our own domestic practice, ethics is an important part of our consideration of issues related to autonomy in weapon systems and the military use of AI. For example, a key focus area of our Department of Defense strategy on AI is leading in military ethics and AI safety. In February of last year, our Secretary of Defense adopted AI ethical principles for the Department of Defense. And in May of this year, the Deputy Secretary of Defense reaffirmed those AI ethical principles and established our Department of Defense's holistic, integrated, and disciplined approach for implementing them, including articulating six foundational tenets. We circulated these documents to the GGE as part of our submission on national practice this summer. We believe there's a close connection between the fundamental principles of IHL and ethical considerations. Our Department of Defense includes honor as a core principle, and military ethics are both a foundation on which IHL rules have been established, as well as a medium through which IHL can be effectively implemented in armed conflict. We've also explained in a working paper that we submitted to the GGE in 2018 that fundamental IHL principles may serve as a guide in answering novel ethical or policy questions in human-machine interaction that are presented by emerging technologies in the area of laws. For example, if the use of a new technology advances the universal values inherent in the law of war, such as the protection of civilians, then the development or use of this technology is likely to be more ethical than refraining from such use. We proposed a number of questions in that paper that might be useful to consider in assessing whether to develop or deploy an emerging technology in the area of laws. For example, does military necessity justify developing or using the new technology? Under the principle of humanity, does the use of the new technology reduce unnecessary suffering? Are there ways that a new technology can enhance the ability to distinguish between civilians and combatants? Under the principle of proportionality, has sufficient care been taken to avoid creating unreasonable or excessive incidental effects and others? So we believe that IHL's fundamental principles can help inform ethical debates about new technologies. But we would emphasize, as our colleagues from the Netherlands, France, Switzerland, and the UK have already this morning, that military ethics is not identical to principles of IHL. In particular, we agree with our colleague from the Netherlands that it's important not to immediately or automatically jump from an ethical perspective to a legal principle or rule. And we fully agree with our colleague from Switzerland who explained that ethics also includes considerations of the values of a particular state. Military ethics in the U.S. system, for example, includes an emphasis on our nation's values, as well as the duties members of our armed forces have to serve in the defense of the United States, as well as their duties to one another. In this regard, I'd note that although there's a great deal of uniformity, I think, in how cardinal principles of IHL are understood, there seems to be much more diversity of understandings among states relating to ethical perspectives. As our colleague from France has already said, there's no single set or framework of ethical principles in the same way we have with IHL, and there seem to be divergent views about what constitute relevant ethical considerations, how to interpret them, how to reconcile or balance them, and what their effect may be where the law has already sought to reflect or incorporate ethical principles, as is the case for IHL. This is a point that was also made very well by my colleague from the Netherlands, with whom we agree that it's been difficult even to agree on the meaning and application of relevant legal obligations, let alone this far more broad and vague area of ethical considerations. We also agree with our colleague from France that the debate about ethical considerations is at a different stage from our discussions about IHL, which have been a central part of our deliberations for years, and so we would not want to equate between them. As for the chair's text, I can make a few preliminary observations. As an overall matter, we're concerned about these specific proposals and would not support including any of them in this document as written. the text, as it's currently written, does not reflect an adequate balance in how ethical considerations might impact decisions about the use of autonomy in weapon systems. Because in fact, ethical considerations, including the obligation of military personnel to serve in the national defense, can weigh in favor of acquiring more accurate and precise lawful weapons to accomplish that purpose. And ethical considerations can also counsel in favor of new types of weapons that advance important values, like the protection of civilians. For example, and this is not an exhaustive set of comments, but meant to just illustrate some of the problems we see with the paragraphs as they're currently drafted, we think the first paragraph in some places confuses ethical considerations and legal ones. In the second paragraph, we don't think such a vague and speculative statement would advance the work of our group. We also don't agree that the use of autonomy or artificial intelligence necessarily cedes responsibility or agency. In fact, as the GGE has already affirmed, the use of machines, including emerging technologies in the area of laws, does not provide a basis for excluding legal responsibility. We also believe that in some cases, the appropriate use of machines can enhance human agency by increasing the degree to which the use of force reflects the intention of human commanders and operators, in particular, their intention to comply with IHL. In the third paragraph, we disagree that new obligations need to be established with respect to the development or use of laws. As we and many other delegations have said already, we remain unconvinced that a new legally binding instrument is needed in this space. And in the fourth paragraph, we don't see the use of autonomy in weapon systems as necessarily creating an erosion of ethical standards. As we noted in our 2019 working paper, which was submitted to the GGE, it's possible that new technologies can help enhance accountability, for example, by having system logs that automatically record the operation of a weapon system. This kind of recording can actually facilitate investigations of both the weapon system's performance and its use. That said, we're very open to continued discussion of ethics in the context of the group's work, and we're also open to working with other delegations and the chair to find language that reflects a balanced and consensus perspective relating to ethical considerations. And in our view, the language in the chapeau of the guiding principles, which our UK colleagues have also referenced this morning, and in the 2019 mandate of the GGE would provide a more appropriate place to start that conversation. Thank you.